Americans United for the Separation of Church and State attempts to prevent the Air Force's involvement in a Memorial Day celebration.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Pretty outrageous story that I want to get to right off the top of the show. Could you imagine this? There's a salute to the troops this weekend at Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta, Georgia. If you've ever flown into Atlanta, if you're from Georgia or have been through the city, you've seen Stone Mountain from far away. You see it when you fly into Hartsfield Airport, when you land in Atlanta. It's a major park. In the city, part of the city, lots of mega events there all the time. This event, of course, for the Memorial Day weekend was called Salute to the Troops, a Memorial Day celebration. And the Air Force, which is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, was going to provide flyovers during the event for the three-day event. It's May 26th through 28th, so Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, of course, being Memorial Day. Lots of different sponsors for this event, but there's one problem that Americans United for Separation of Church and State has. One of the sponsors, Task Force Patriot USA, which is a military group to support men and women in the armed services and just leaving the armed services, has a Christian background. And then so Americans United sent a demand letter to Stone Mountain to the Air Force, demanding that the Air Force not conduct these flyovers, that the Air Force was conducting religious activities by being part of this three-day massive celebration of the U.S. Armed Services, specifically the Air Force 60th anniversary in Atlanta, Georgia at Stone Mountain Park, open to the public. There's different music performers, and there's tons of different sponsors, folks. We're talking about an event that's sponsored by GM, major car companies, other major companies in the Atlanta area, and national companies. But of course, Americans United for Separation of Church and State trying to intimidate the U.S. Air Force from actually doing these flyovers. Now, as of right now, it looks like the flyovers will still happen, but they won't be happening during the actual any of the religious services going on this three-day celebration. One specifically that Americans United was very upset about was a worship service at noon on Sunday. There was going to be a B-2 bomber flyover right after the service. That's what they were upset about specifically. They were also upset about the flyer, saying that it looks like the Air Force was endorsing this group, Task Force Patriot USA. They have a website, taskforcepatriotusa.com. They were upset that there were military members speaking at this. Of course, all those military members and Air Force members were doing it voluntarily on their own time. But we want to talk to you about this because it's the same kind of attacks that we see over and over again. Of course, Americans United doing this during the Memorial Day celebration, filing this demand letter just a few days before Memorial Day and the weekend activities begin, trying to, again, intimidate groups like the Air Force as well as the Army in this letter, trying to stop them from being part of this massive celebration of folks who serve in the armed services. We want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to speak with us on air. Again, 1-800-684-3110. I also want to tell you very quickly, if you didn't join us on the program yesterday, we have a great victory to announce with the grassroots lobbying legislation that we were fighting so hard against. That legislation did not pass. It did not go to the floor. It did not make it through the House Rules Committee. We're going to talk about that very quickly when we come back from the break, but I wanted to make sure everyone knows, and a big thank you to everyone who joined with us in that fight. Over 200,000 names were on that petition, and we worked on that very hard for months, folks, making sure that legislation, that bad legislation, did not become bad law. We want to hear from you today. Again, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. And as we've talked about these petitions that we put together in the broadcast and the phone calls into Congress, right now we're doing our ACLJ membership drive. We want you to become a member of the ACLJ. It's completely free. We'll send you an ACLJ membership card, a DVD, and a free copy of our booklet. All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice to let your voice be heard in all of these issues. You can also go to our website, aclj.org. That's aclj.org, and sign up to become an ACLJ member online.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to ACLJ.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at ACLJ.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at ACLJ.org.
This is my right. A right given by God. Deliver.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Of course, we've announced this big victory in Washington, D.C. If you weren't able to join us yesterday on the broadcast, check out ACLJ.org. It's just great news because that grassroots lobbying legislation that we fought so hard against and we know you fought so hard against by joining the petition, by calling your congressman, by calling your senators and getting involved and engaged in that issue, because of that, that legislation did not even make it through the House Rules Committee yesterday. And that is great news. It was not introduced into the floor of the House. It doesn't like anything like that. Even more moderate attempts to make this, quote, grassroots lobbying legislation were not allowed to a floor, weren't allowed to be introduced. It was great. It was great work from everyone who got involved and got engaged in this issue and so important. And that's why right now we're working on building up the ACLJ's membership. This is how we get things done in Washington, D.C. by delivering those petitions, by knocking on those doors, and by you making those phone calls. And we keep you updated as much as we can on every issue that affects you, especially these issues like that grassroots lobbying legislation issue, which doesn't get a lot of time in the news media. It's not covered a lot. And if we didn't talk about it and other Christian radio programs and other groups didn't talk about it, it wouldn't be covered. We wouldn't know about those laws being made. And we'd end up a year from now having to fight in the courts on laws that we would have been able to defeat in the House. And that's exactly what happened here. Again, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're also talking about the majority of the program, this Salute to the Troops celebration at Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. And Americans United for Separation of Church and State filing a demand letter with the Air Force and the Army because they're upset because during this three-day celebration, there's a religious service because one of the many sponsors of this event, and we're talking about sponsors that range groups like GM, auto parts stores, lots of different groups, as well as DeKalb County where Stone Mountain Park is, the county that Stone Mountain Park's in Georgia. All these different organizations, groups, companies are sponsoring this, but the Americans United is upset because there's a religious service on Sunday at this three-day event, and one of the sponsors of the event is a organization called Task Force Patriot USA, which has a Christian background. They don't want the Air Force to do any flyovers at all. We got a lot of calls coming in on this issue. It's something important. Of course, Americans United does this just days before the Memorial Day holiday, days before this celebration, which is scheduled to begin tomorrow. It's an all-day celebration, starts early in the morning, 10:30 in the morning, with flyovers every hour by different Air Force planes and Army planes. And I want to go right to the phones on this issue because we've got a lot of calls coming in about it. Joy is calling from Virginia on line 3. Joy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. I was just wondering, did I hear it right that they're not allowed to speak on the memorial there? Are these military people that are not allowed to speak?
Well, that's what Americans United wanted, Joy. They actually were trying to get the armed service members who were active duty to not be able to speak. They were trying to have the Air Force pull any kind of support for this, which means the Air Force not being involved at all. Didn't want Air Force, the pilots from some of these planes who were scheduled to speak, don't want them speaking at the event at all. And that's what Americans United tries to do. And Jeff, it's, you know, it's a tactic that we talk about all the time. This comes right across the desk this morning, just a day before this celebration is supposed to start. And, of course, it's Americans United trying to scare and intimidate the armed services, just like with the chaplains issue, the same group going after the Air Force, just like the military chaplains issue. And you've got Americans United doing the same thing again, Jeff.
Yeah, no, it's the latest step by Americans United to seek and destroy every vestige of civic piety in our country and in our culture. You know, to call this event in Georgia some sort of Establishment Clause violation, you know, I'm sorry, Jordan, it's a betrayal of the express words of the First Amendment, and it's a betrayal of our nation's longstanding patriotic tradition of relating love of God with the love of country. You know, the religious symbols and statements in our public square, you know, have always acknowledged the divine and the providence of the divine. You know, think of the Pledge of Allegiance and the words under God, the national motto, In God We Trust, the words which would begin sessions of the United States Supreme Court, God Save the United States and this Honorable Court, the words So Help Me God, which since George Washington have traditionally concluded the presidential oath of office. I mean, patriotism has always had a relationship to a love of God, a respect for God, and a prayer for His divine providence. And for Americans United to once again try to sunder those two concepts is just a betrayal of the history and tradition of this nation.
Folks, we're going to fight back on this issue. It looks like at least that the Air Force is not pulling back their flyovers. They're going to allow those servicemen and women to speak at this event. The only thing they have told Americans United is that they won't fly over during a religious part of the three-day event. We think that's wrong as well. We think the intimidation is wrong in what's going on here. This is called, and I'm just reading you from the flyer for this event. You can find this on Stone Mountain Park's website, the different sponsors of this. Just to go through the list for you, it's a local television station, NBC station, Pontiac, GMC, an auto parts store, and of course this Christian organization called Task Force Patriot USA, which Americans United is so upset about. But it's called, there's no religious markings on this at all. All this flyer says is salute to the troops, Memorial Day celebration, Stone Mountain Park. There's a country music artist playing one night. It's a huge event. It's May 26th through 28th. I encourage you, if you're in the area, you should check this event out, especially because so many women and men who have served or do serve in the armed services listen to this broadcast. It's going to be a great celebration. Honors the Air Force specifically because of its 60th anniversary. But folks, these are the kind of attempts, and they do this late in the day, you know, right before the weekend starts. They send these letters that scare the government employees at the Air Force, scare the lawyers there, and try to intimidate people from not speaking at these events to honor the men and women who served our country. And just to let you know, let me read a comment. This comes from the Americans United press release about this. Now, remember, we're talking about an event called Salute to the Troops Memorial Day Celebration. Barry Lynn, the head of Americans United, said, "It is an over-the-top mixing of government and religion. Shouldn't the military spend its resources on defending the country, not promoting evangelical Christianity?" But it's interesting, and maybe Barry Lynn should check this out, how many flyovers the Air Force does for various events across the country. We're talking about thousands of events every year. For as small as 500 people, the Air Force will do a flyover if you request it and follow the right procedures through their website. Down to 500 people. We're talking about an event here in Stone Mountain with thousands upon thousands of people over 3 days. You've talked about those NASCAR races. You've got flyovers at almost every single race. But Barry Lynn is upset, trying to say that they should not spend their money at this event, but instead should spend it defending the country. What about the hundreds of other events? The cancer relays, the races, all those different events that support Special Olympics fundraisers all have Air Force flyovers at their events. So if Barry Lynn is going to attack this one event because there's a Christian element to it as part of a three-day celebration, shouldn't he be saying that the Air Force shouldn't fly over those events either? What about those? Those are not directly for defending the country. They're not directly serving in a time of war necessarily. Those are flying over fundraisers for various organizations. This is a celebration of military men and women, just like so many that will be going on this weekend, and Americans United targets it. I want to go right back to the phones. A lot of calls, 1-800-684-3110. Charles is calling from Georgia on line 6. Charles, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Yes. I live in Stone Mountain Park, and I like to go to this kind of a thing. And the thing that really gets, it just seems that, you know, these people like the Americans United for Separation of Church and State and all, think that they can do this kind of intimidation just because there's some religion involved with it. Or, I mean, there'll be Jewish people there probably, and I'll bet there'll be some Muslims there. You know, I mean, suppose there's a group there that has something to do with a mosque or something, or, you know, I mean, it's just an attack on Christianity, and I just can't understand why the Air Force doesn't say, well, look, you know, if you have this big of a problem, you know, we'll see you in court. So what? You know, and just ignore them.
Well, the good thing, Charles, is that at least the Air Force is not backing down. They're still going to do the flyovers. They're letting the men and women who serve or did serve still speak. They're not trying to stop them from speaking at the event. What's disturbing about this is the way that Americans United uses this as an intimidation factor. They send these demand letters trying to scare lawyers for the Air Force and the Army into thinking that they're violating the Constitution of the United States by doing a flyover at this event, even though, again, folks, they do thousands of flyovers every year for events as small as 500 people. And Barry Lynn is saying in his comment that why are they wasting their time here using their money here when they should be defending the country? Well, what about all those other events, Barry Lynn? What about all those Americans United? If this is the issue that you want to do, why don't we bring that to the American people and say no more flyovers anymore during a time of war? We're not going to do that. Is that what they're asking for? No, it's an attack directly on Christianity because some of the groups sponsoring this event are Christian organizations. They forget about the groups like Buick and GM who have thousands of millions of employees of all different religious backgrounds and religious faiths, some with no faith at all, who are also sponsoring this event, as well as the county, DeKalb County in Georgia, and the park, Stone Mountain Park. Folks, this is what we're fighting against. This is why we're working right now on our ACLJ membership drive. We've added thousands of new members every day when we're doing this drive. Again, I want to thank everyone for getting involved in that petition of protest in the House to make sure that grassroots lobbying legislation did not get through. You know, and I'm going to go to Than Bennett after the break just to let you know how important those petitions were and that battle specifically. But today, I want you to join, if you're not already a member, the American Center for Law and Justice. The membership's completely free. It doesn't cost anything. All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You'll get a copy of our DVD, copy of our free booklet, as well as an ACLJ membership card. Again, all you've got to do is call that toll-free number, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And sign up to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice online or call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255.
Hey, I'm Logan.
And I'm Chili.
And we're excited to talk to you about LoganShow.com. You might be saying, I was there yesterday. Well, you know what? Something has changed.
Yes, we are constantly taking it from amazing to ridiculously amazing.
That's true. We update the site every day. And you might be saying, Logan, you know, what else is so good about LoganShow.com? Well, how about now that you can watch brand new and old episodes of The Logan Show on demand right on your computer? You can watch The Logan Show 48 times a day if you really wanted to. However, I don't encourage it.
And I know you Chili fans have been wanting to ask me some questions. Well, guess what? Now there's an Ask Chili Q&A page.
That's not all. You can enter to win Logan's iPod.
Sir, who are you?
Gotta go.
Okay. Also, there's a Logan Show fan quiz and our new interactive forum where me, Chili, and all of you Logan Show fans can talk. Yes, you are not alone.
I sit at my computer all day hitting refresh, just hoping for someone to talk to. So please, come by for the experience of a lifetime, and so Chili is not lonely.
Come see me and Chili at LoganShow.com.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. It's Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Going into this Memorial Day weekend, we've been telling you about this story breaking today. Americans United for Separation of Church and State, sending a demand letter to the Air Force and the Army to say, don't get involved in this massive celebration, three-day celebration at Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta, Georgia, called Salute to the Troops, a Memorial Day celebration. It's May 26th through 28th. It's at the park every day, almost from morning to the night. There's laser shows. That typically, if you're from that area, you've been to Stone Mountain before, you know this is going to be a big event. There's country music singers as well. And Americans United upset because one of the sponsors has a religious background, the group Task Force Patriot USA, as well as, they don't mention, though, the other sponsors like GM, Buick, Auto Parts Stores, DeKalb County, which is in Georgia, as well as Stone Mountain Park itself. And they're upset because the Air Force has some of the members of the Air Force are speaking, former members are speaking, of course, voluntarily. They're not being forced by the Air Force to do so. And the Air Force is also doing flyovers during the day. This is a massive celebration to salute the 60th anniversary of the United States Air Force. Americans United upset about it. We have a lot of calls coming in on that. But I also want to give you a Washington update very quickly. Tham Bennett, the ACLJ's Deputy Director of Government Affairs, is with us. He's live in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to go right to the phones. We've got some calls coming in about that grassroots lobbying issue as well. Horton's calling from Idaho on line 4. Horton, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Horton.
I have a question concerning the lobbying reform bill. With God's grace, we were able to hold off the grassroots provision of the law, but the other 90% of the bill was drafted by the same folks.
Right.
We've heard very little about that other part of it. Mm-hmm. How does that other 90% of the bill affect or reform the current lobbying practices, and should we be concerned?
Well, Horton, the most of the bill, the other 90%, directly affects who would be considered a typical corporate lobbyist, someone who works at a lobbying firm, and members of Congress. And it was interesting. There's a lot of bipartisan support for this legislation because the American people really made that a big issue in the last election cycle. And I want to go to Than because, Than, in the House specifically, there are a lot of new bans and restrictions on what lobbyists and congressmen or elected officials can do, but it doesn't really affect anyone outside of that group. It's really specific restrictions on actual lobbyists, what they can do, their relationship with members of Congress, and vice versa.
Yeah, that's right, Jordan. This was a terrific, terrific win. I mean, as you mentioned, there are some additional rules that will affect the professional lobbyists, but the real fight here for us was an expansion or an attempt to expand the definition of lobbyists, and would have included your pastor. It would have included groups like the ACLJ, and we beat it back in the Senate. We beat it back in House committee. We beat it back on the House floor, and we really carried the day. So those other rules, yes, they still have to be worked out, but those really just target professional lobbyists, and groups like ACLJ and your pastor, they've been protected.
We've got other calls coming in about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Raymond's calling from North Carolina on line 2. Raymond, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, thank you for having me on. I was calling to get an update on the attempt to squelch the Title V funding for abstinence-only sex education, and they're trying to replace it with the comprehensive type of education, which primarily is a smokescreen for indoctrinating our youth to the gay rights lifestyle. But I was wondering if you all knew how that particular fight was going.
Well, it's definitely going. We talked about in the program some this week, attempts to take out any of the funding directly to abstinence-only education. Of course, President Bush had supported that, as well as many candidates and different elected officials. And again, we'll go back to Than because, Than, it's another fight coming up, as well as many other fights we've talked on the program that we're going to spend more time on coming up in the next couple of weeks. But this is another fight. And again, you just don't know what's going to happen. You've got to keep a lot of attention on this House of Representatives especially.
That's right, Jordan. And actually, the next few weeks, we're going to see all of the funding bills come forward. And that's where these type of fights take place. Deep in the weeds of big, massive funding bills, you have specific instructions on how that money can be spent. And a lot of times this liberal left leadership that's leading the House is going to make attempts like this to change the way and the type of programs that are funded with federal dollars. So we absolutely could see efforts like this and many other things that we need to keep our eyes on.
Folks, we're going to talk about so many of those issues coming up in the next couple of weeks in Washington, from the Fairness Doctrine, this immigration legislation, which has been stalled. But of course, we'll get to that issue as well. Today, though, as we're going into the Memorial Day holiday, I really want to spend the rest of the show talking about this salute to the troops at Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend, a Memorial Day celebration sponsored by many different organizations and companies. Americans United upset about flyovers done by the U.S. Air Force because there's a religious connotation to some of the event, not all of the event, but some of the event. There's a religious service on Sunday morning. Of course, it's Sunday. It's the holiday. They want people to come out to the park, have an outdoor service. But the rest of the event is the typical patriotic America celebration, and it's a salute to the troops, specifically honoring the Air Force because of its 60th anniversary. And I want to go to the phones. A lot of calls coming on this. Tom is calling from Florida on line 5. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, hey, I'll make it brief. I come from a long line of Marines, one in which my grandfather served in World War II for the country. And as a young child standing in a classroom with my right hand on my heart, I couldn't have been prouder to say the things that I said in front of that flag in regards to them chipping away slowly but surely at our culture. There are no atheists in foxholes. I haven't met one yet. And the moment that they pass, they look in your eyes and say, God help me. They don't even know they say it. But God, country, and core is my motto, and I'd like to see the rest of the country fall suit.
Well, and Tom, here's the deal. You've got an event. It's to celebrate the armed services, the men and women. It's a Memorial Day celebration. It's 3 days. There's this religious part of it. Of course, American United waits the last minute, files this demand letter. I want to go to Jeff Surtees. Jeff, this is a tactic that they use. You try to scare the groups at the final moments before the event, try to scare them from having the flyovers, the flybys during the event, and even try to scare some of the members of the armed services from speaking at this event. The Air Force did not cave in to those demands. The Air Force, the only thing they did say was that we won't fly over during the specific religious service. Even that is probably going too far, Jeff. But here again is another attempt at Americans United trying to intimidate the Air Force specifically. Of course, they leave out all the other flyover events, even though they criticize this as a waste of money.
Yeah, no, Jordan, these last-minute intimidation tactics we see throughout the year. You know, here we have it just the weekend before Memorial Day. We also see it just days before Christmas with creches and nativity scenes in public parks. We see it just a day or 2 days before a graduation ceremony where Americans United hears that a valedictorian is going to have some sort of religious reference in their speech. It's typical last-minute litigation scare tactics done by Americans United. ACLU does it as well, to force the person to early so they don't have the time to do all the research, to dot all the I's, to cross all the T's, and to get their legal position straight. It's typical, and, what can you say?
Let's go right back to the phones, try to get one more call. Laisha's calling from North Carolina on line 4. Laisha, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Yes, I said when I was hearing this, I was in the van coming home, and I said I got talking to somebody, and they were mentioning, and I had forgotten this, that what is the difference? They fly over when they're NASCAR races.
Right. And it's interesting, Lisa, too, there's prayer at those NASCAR races. And it's interesting, Americans United's not trying to take on NASCAR here. They're not trying to take on the thousands of other events that have these flyovers that likely many of them have prayers before the events begin, but they target a Memorial Day celebration honoring our troops and say comments like this. This came from Barry Lynn, the head of Americans United. It's an over-the-top mixing of government and religion. Shouldn't the military spend its resources on defending the country, not promoting evangelical Christianity? And this is what I ask. It's exactly what you brought up, Lacey. What about the thousands of other events the Air Force does this for? What about all the relays for life, the rallies, the cancer walks, all those different events where the Air Force does flyovers? 500 people, you could request an Air Force flyover for your event. Of course, they do it for events with 400,000 people. But folks, you got to understand here the attack specifically on Christians. What about all these other events? They cost money too. Barry Lynn's not going after those. Folks, we want you to join the American Center for Law and Justice and, of course, to enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And we want you to join with us. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, to become a member of the ACLJ. Again, 877-989-2255.